B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Oh, 5 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows. Big summer sales event, 40% off, folks. Windows and doors. Call Guided today and schedule an in-home estimate. 1-877-GO-GUIDED or online, go GUIDA.com. So baseball news. So, yes, CL Puig has signed with the Braves, which is interesting. Here's who they have in the outfield and or DH. Cunha's in left. Ender and Ciarte is their center fielder. And it'll be Marcell Ozuna or Puig in right field. And whoever doesn't survive there is the DH.
I don't know if the Phillies were good enough to... Like, why was he just sitting out there? I know that his
name...
Well,
he's nuts.
Yeah,
people stay away from him because he's nuts.
I know he's not a great player, like the hype exceeded it, but I don't know if the Phillies are good enough to where you wouldn't have brought him in. He's the Braves.
Right,
the
DH.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And you know he can play in the field. They got the big arm.
They don't have a right-handed DH.
Right.
Really.
I'm just saying, the Braves, I bet you that ends up paying dividends. And the Braves didn't even pick him up except for an injury. A guy opted out because of an ankle injury, and he was just out there. I bet you that pays off at some point.
I'm looking at the Braves are better.
Yeah, the Braves are definitely better.
Braves are better. Acuna, Albies, Ozuna in right field, and Ciarte, Dansby Swanson. Now, Austin Riley is the guy that they were hoping could play third base. They have Camargo also. Now they have Puig, who could be a DH. Yonder Alonso filling in for Freddie Freeman for the time being. Their catching's weak. Travis Darno is their catcher.
Yeah, their catching's. But they're overall better. And the Freeman thing is something to watch, though. He's a big engine for them in the middle of that lineup and does a lot of stuff for them. And he's their leader. And he's down with the COVID.
Their staff, their starting staff is better, too. Soroka, Fried, Fultonevich, Sean Newcomb, Cole Hamels.
That's a good staff.
Yeah, it's better than the Phillies.
Yeah, Braves are better.
Yeah, Braves are better. Are the Nationals better with that starting staff? I would say yes, they are.
I do wonder. There's always a chance of the World Series hangover.
Yeah, I guess.
And 60 games because they were a slow starting team for years. They wouldn't have made the playoffs based on 60 games last year either.
But pitching like that, I don't know if you can hang over though. Yeah, you know, pitchers are pitchers. They go out there.
I'm saying, but even last year, the World Series year through 60 games, the Phillies were in first place, and the Nats were in third or fourth. And then over the long haul, the pitching carried them. They've gotten off the bad starts. It's not just the Phillies. If they're 2-10, that pitching can't bring them back either over 60.
Oh, God, I wish I could feel more optimistic. I swear to God. All right, let's go to Tom in the Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Tom.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
I'm going to go backwards for a second, back to your Jack's tournament. I have two threesomes that I think would be perfect for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And great for us to watch. And I do agree with you that we'll put Brooks Koepka and Bryan DeChambeau together. And then we're going to
It's such a natural. What a dynamic.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then we're going to add to those two the hot Spanish hothead, John Rahm. And then in the next threesome, we're even though a lot of people, and I'm an old head myself, but I think Tiger is the greatest that ever played. I think he's better than Jack. And number one in the world will be with him, Rory McIlroy. And with those two, we'll put either a nice guy like Justin Thomas, or we'll put the kid who just beat Justin Thomas, the Japanese Irish American kid,
Morikawa.
Yeah. And I think that would be very entertaining.
The only thing I care about is it's a natural put Koepka and DeChambeau together. I'm sure Jack said that. We can't do that.
Yeah,
can't do that. It's golf.
Well, I have you. I want to name the Washington team the Washington Swamp.
The Washington Swamp?
Yes, that's the new football team.
Yeah. Now, why would you do that? Because you just dislike the franchise?
Well, of course I dislike them.
Yeah,
I don't dislike them as much as the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're irrelevant to me as a franchise. I don't have any hatred for them except for their name. Aaron in Drexel Hill, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Aaron.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Aaron?
Yeah, let me get you guys off the speaker, my bad. So I just have a couple quick questions I just want to ask you, Mike, just to see your thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yes.
First question, which is, and this is Sixers related. Mm-hmm. So we paid Tobias Harris $150 million to be, in essence, our third option. What becomes of him if you're now moving Ben to the fourth? Is he still going to be that third option now? If the ball is out of Ben's hand, more so in shape.
Why wouldn't he be? Three's his natural position.
Three's not his natural position.
Yes, it is. He's a natural.
We tried in the beginning of the year, and he did not look successful at the three.
Yeah, he's fine at three. He'll be fine.
Okay. My second question is, once the ball is out Ben's hand, or Ben playing the four now, in the East in particular, what does that matchup look like for him? When we play Toronto, does Toronto go two bigs with Siakam and Marcus Gasol? When we play against Milwaukee, does Milwaukee has their two bigs? Does Miami go two bigs to try to match up against that?
Well, Ben has the advantage on whoever they're going to try to match up with. I mean, what big is going to be able to guard him? And he can
all of them.
Not really. I mean, you're shortchanging his quickness off the dribble. He can get by anybody who's going to guard him if they're going to put a big on him. That's a mismatch in the Sixers' favor.
I'm not shortchanging. If you watch Ben play in the post, he plays very successfully against wing players in the post. If he's ever guarded against bigs in the post, he doesn't have a refined post game, so he doesn't
I don't worry about that.
You don't worry about
that? No, because, listen, he can guard anybody as well. So I think the decided edge to the Sixers was Ben there.
Okay. And then my last question is, if Ben is playing at the four, mm-hmm. are we still not creating the same exact problem that exists between him and Joel? Because now you're putting both of them down low. One's going to have to play up high. One's going to have to play down low.
Yeah, Ben's going to have to adapt, and Brett Brown's going to have to blend it because they can go high, low, high post, low post. And that's what we're talking about. He's going to have that little, he'll be able to peel off and get in an open spot and make a little jumper. I like that part of it. I just don't like the part where there's a lot of baskets that I count on with the Sixers when he's going right to the basket and getting by anybody. Except for teams that will wall him off. He'll beat anybody off the dribble and get to the basket and score a will. And I think that they're going to miss that.
When have you seen that in the playoffs?
Well, you haven't. Because the smart teams will wall him off.
That's what I mean.
Like,
I
the think smart team being Boston, and then like Miami will flip that zone on you.
Yeah,
I get you.
That's the thing. Like, he hasn't done that in the playoffs, and that has partially, I don't know, a certain percentage hurt Embiid as well because mm-hmm. it ruins the spacing because his man's sitting in his lap. I do wonder, though, if rather than beating your head on the wall, do you put Embiid sometimes, like Keith mentioned, at the put him at the foul line extension because he will shoot that shot and can make it.
Yeah.
And allow him to do that baseline stuff.
That's all part of coaching.
Sometimes, too.
It's all part of coaching. All part of running the sets. And that's like, if Brett has figured this out, I'm sure that's got to be a large part of him figuring out what he can do with those two.
Because it has to be in the bag because he'll mm-hmm. make that shot and take, and more importantly, take that darn shot.
Yep.
If it's there, and B will shoot it.
Correct. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mikey, miss, it's been a while. Tyrone Nett, welcome back from being home. Mike, there's so much. You know, I haven't talked to you in so long. Like, when sports went away, I kind of went away. Now that we're talking about actually getting back to things, now my mind is getting back in that sports, you know, mind. And I got to tell you, the Ben Simmons news, I couldn't be any happier. If you remember back when they drafted Ben Simmons 3 years, 4 years ago, I was telling you, I wish they would have put him at a four because he was not meant to be a point guard. And I'm not saying he's not going to come down with the
ball. I was asking for you guys yesterday, because I know that there's an army of you anti-Bennett 1 people. And this is like the first call I've taken in 2 days on this.
Okay.
So go ahead, ride, no. ride. Why you don't think that he's the one and this is the perfect spot for him?
No. I'm not saying he's the one, Mike. But when you remember when he got drafted, everybody equated him to the next LeBron James. And if you know, LeBron James has literally broke the ceiling on positionless basketball to the point that, you know, Ben Simmons could have easily been the four, worked the post, worked one corner of the three-point line where he's actually made a three-point, you know, shot in his career, and been comfortable in one little zone where he could do his thing. And then if he was to bring the ball down or he was to come off a low screen and roll, he'd come up to the, you know, the foul line and get the ball. And there was never any question that that was going to be a part of the game plan. But we knew, just going back to what he did in college, that he was more of a guy with his eyes than he was with his shot. So now you're going to really be able to see, if they stick with this next year, I really think you're going to see the real Ben Simmons stand up, to use an Eminem vernacular. I really think you're going to see him stand up, because then he can sit there in one corner and really make his mind up whether he wants to attack or he sees a guy drawing from the baseline and make a pass.
We shall see, Chris. I could be enlightened. If this works as smoothly as you say it will work, I could be enlightened and go, I got to give up the Bennett 1 thing. I was so married to it.
I think he's going to have the ball enough to where you won't say that.
All right.
I don't. Although, maybe you'll say maybe this hybrid thing, the positionless thing, maybe you go with that. But I don't think the coach is even abandoned.
This has great intrigue. On top of the fact that they're resuming.
Duh.
It's like an intrigue now. Oh, they're different. You know, it gives another layer to this continuing. All right, Drew in Westchester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on,
Mike?
Drew?
Same old. I was looking at my Twitter and saw you posed 4 questions for our Sixers fans, so I thought I'd take a stab at
that. All right, go ahead. And the questions are, is this a Hail Mary and would they have been better off staying the same? Bennett for what does this benefit the Sixers more than him at the 1? Are we sure about Shake? And what is the rotation? That are 4 questions.
Yeah, so as far as the Hail Mary, I don't necessarily know. It seems kind of like a desperation play, to be honest, but I think, you know, we have 8 games to experiment with this type of thing, so it gives us a little bit of time to go into the playoffs and see if this is the right move to make.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Vaughn last night, and, you know, as far as Ben being at the 4, he was kind of seeing Ben as more of a kind of like almost a positionless type player where he can kind of be anywhere and do anything, you know what I mean? You can kind of see him, you know, passing the ball out or, you know, going to the net. And making those nice little 10-foot teardrop-type shots, as he kind of called them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a positionless player sounds good. I don't know if practically you can be positionless in the NBA, because in a half-court set, you're going to have to be somewhere. And then there's sets that they run off a position where you were. So you just can't be like a guy who's just hanging around and, you know, the ball will maybe come to you. But I hear what he's trying to say. I think that's the concept of a point forward, where you can do different things at a position that's not really designed to do those different things.
Right. And then as far as Shake goes, I think we're putting a lot of faith in him. And I think Brett Brown must see something in him that, you know, wants to give him the ball, and hopefully he makes, you know, smart decisions with dishing it off. And, you know, we don't have as many turnovers, you know, that Ben would, you know, kind of make, you know, at times. So, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I think.
I think he does like him. However, I also think he's got no one else who can actually make a shot. So that has enhanced the status of Shake.
Right. And then as far as the rotation goes, I'd like to see it 8 to 9. You know, I definitely don't want to see one of these hockey type of line changes type deals where he throws in 3 or 4 guys at a time. He's got to be really smart with the rotation. So I really hope he can keep it 8 to 9, Mike. So that's my
all right, Drew. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it. The rotation is also a big mystery. He goes home, like, after practice, whatever. He goes in that hotel. And, like, that's the question that keeps him up at night. Who's he going to count on to come off the bench? Or is he, or can he count on anybody beyond a couple of players, and then he just plays it by ear?
I think that, because look what he said. If his goal is still Embiid at 38 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Ben's playing 40, mm-hmm. and Tobias is probably playing 40 because those guys mm-hmm. were playing 40 in a regular season.
Yep.
So when you cover that, it actually becomes somewhat easier. You're looking for bodies, but you're not looking for bodies for very long. And I think he's just mm-hmm. going to grind those guys up. If Embiid can hold up for the 38 minutes, and I have to figure he's probably less likely to get sick in a bubble than he was rolling around.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Horford's good for a certain amount. Then those other guys are just on the margins. You're talking about 8 to 10 minute guys, and maybe he doesn't stress as much. If you're getting mm-hmm. 40 minutes from three of your top guys, it gets easier. I think that's probably what he's thinking. Otherwise, he probably would be having nightmares.
All right, so is it official Sixers outsiders?
Well, I believe so, but we don't okay. We don't
so
know.
So it'll be Sixers outsiders via remote, yeah. you and Crystal.
Yeah, each in each home, yeah.
So have you carved out a spot in the home?
Yeah.
You have. You're going to do in the basement.
You painted a wall.
Painted a wall.
Oh, you painted a wall?
Well, because I had white walls in the basement, and I had stuff down there, but I thought the white walls would look bad, so now that wall's gray.
Are you going to Roger Goodell it up? You're going to have the Roger Goodell background?
It's going to be better than that. It's going to be better than that.
Okay. Anything could be better than that.
Yeah, because there are a couple people volunteering. They give you some like artwork to as your background.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I have a shelf. And I found out I didn't have enough stuff to put on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Like, I have stuff for life, but I didn't have, like, I wanted a sports-themed stuff behind me.
Yeah.
I don't have that much themed stuff. That's your bad influence on me.
Why?
Why?
You know, all those years ago, you kind of, like, told me when you work here, you have to detach all the fandom. So I don't have anything.
Well, that doesn't mean, listen.
I don't have any Sixers thing. I don't have a Flyers thing. I got nothing.
That just works for me because that's how I grew up in the business.
You told me that was the best way to approach it.
Well,
I took it to heart.
So I got nothing. But I didn't, you know, like I, at the time, wasn't considering Sixers outsiders. Right?
Well,
you needed a background. But you got enough jerseys and stuff.
Yeah, I'll end up doing that.
You can make a wall of jerseys.
Yeah, the challenging thing with the Sixers outsiders, I know that the NBC sports people have told us that they would like to have us back, which I appreciate. But we don't know what the Flyers schedule full is going to be.
Uh-huh.
The Philly schedule.
Right.
You know, we can end up being preempted due to things.
Yeah.
But I believe that there'll be some episodes, yes.
I'm just thinking about your background. That's all.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I want to reach out to the people.
Yeah. I've been emailed by a lot of illustrators today because I put that, I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
Of my crazy Sheba. Thing.
That's crazy.
That's just
so I think what I want to do with the people who have contacted me, I think I need to send them a picture of the dog.
Uh-huh.
And have that have them do an illustration on what looks the coolest or cutest.
Yeah. So, and then pick which one you like.
So as a guide, I want to ask you, do you want it to look exactly like her? Or do you have almost like a cartoon theme type look that you're looking for?
There's a distinct Sheba look. But you can enhance the Sheba look by making the face fuller and more friendly looking.
Okay, so that's kind of what you're looking for.
Well, she's friendly looking in general, so they have to capture that.
Messing
with his vision.
They have to capture the essence.
I don't have the vision other than I'll send them a photo and they come back with their vision. They're the illustrator.
Right.
And then you'll pick whatever one you like the best.
Right, and then we can work from there.
This is pretty exciting. What if your second act is you end up making the book happen? It gets optioned for a cartoon, and Sheba ends up on a big cartoon.
This dog has enough personality and is crazy enough, has enough dimensions personality to be that type of. Like, I should be doing an Instagram story.
Yes, you should.
But I don't know how to do it. So
I can show you.
For sure. Like, I'll video her. Like, here's the. This dog. Has this weird fascination with water. And to the point where if I'm running a hose, she'll try to eat the water. If it's a sprinkler, she'll try to eat the water coming out of the sprinkler. If I take her out and there are raindrops coming down, coming into a puddle that forms a bubble, she'll attack and eat the bubble.
Yeah.
And then when I'm in the hot tub, she'll bark wanting me to splash beads in the air of water so she can eat them.
Oh, my God.
The weirdest thing. So I have to go in a hot tub and not have her in the backyard when I go.
She just likes to boss you around, too.
No, it's a water thing with this dog.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen with this water.
That's interesting.
Fascination.
I wonder where
she hates
comes
to get
from.
A bath.
Right. That's weird, too.
This dog is a complex... I'm telling you, this dog has a human brain in it.
Yeah.
You've always said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Omar in Upper Darby. Omar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Omar.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Omar?
And just happy to hear about something that actually excites me again. I've been half depressed living this COVID life, and Brett Brown finally got me out of my cell with the move to 4 for Ben. I think it's going to be a big move, Mike.
In what way? What? Good or bad?
Very good. Very good about
it. All right, now tell me, because it's one of my questions. Why does this benefit the Sixers more than him at the one?
No, I'm not going to say it benefits us more than him at the one. I think that the turnovers will go down, but then he'll just have somebody was talking about this earlier. I think the fact that he can get beyond these players at the four much easier, and then he will take that shot. One thing I know about Ben, when nobody's around and when there's no crowds in there, he'll shoot that little shot. So he's going to shoot that. I think he's going to average around 25 a game. I think we're in for a new Ben, and it's just because of this bubble. And the bubble Ben is going to be the best Ben we've ever seen.
I hope you're right, because you just gave me a scenario where he's got the ball. A four tries to come out and guard him. He beats him either to the baseline or to the other side. And then if the double comes over, it's a flipped MB for a dunk. You know, I can see that a million times happening.
And Shake's not going to throw the ball away from half court on some weird pass. He's going to get the ball in the proper position. Brett Brown's trying to save his job. I appreciate him for doing that. Coach Brown, you got me out. I wasn't watching the Japanese baseball. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Korean baseball.
Excuse me.
Yeah, South Korean baseball.
Whatever it was with the fake fans in the crowd, I couldn't do it. I said, this got me excited.
Yeah,
again.
I'm excited, too. So we'll take a break. We'll come down the home stretch. I'll reiterate the four questions that I have for the people with this new move, adding a whole different level of drama to the Sixers in their restart. 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. Good time to get in. No sound off today, so we'll take your calls until we get out of here. Back at
the Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Shocked that we haven't had more people saying, I told you the bed is 4. I expected to be besieged with those calls. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's get our final numbers on our Twitter poll. And that's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you need a new mower or other outdoor power equipment, Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 700 votes on today's poll. Do you think Jason Peters will be able to make the transition to guard? 82% say yes, 18% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Before we get back to the phones, you can climb in at 610-620-975. Let's play a little game called Was That Odd?
Okay,
so today, I'm driving in, and catches my eye a young lady walking on the other side of the coming this way on the sidewalk, and she's like doing she's got earphones in and she's listening to some music, but she's like doing a music video dance sort of.
Yeah.
You know, like that, and she's got the head going.
Uh-huh.
And this and the whole uh-huh. thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of cars. It's a busy area. Was that odd?
She was doing a TikTok, probably. yes, it's odd, but
yeah,
seeing it in public more and more.
Maybe she was just vibing. And, right. I think that she was just vibing.
She could have been.
She had like the whole thing on with the and the head, you know.
Yeah. That's funny because I saw somebody doing that in the supermarket aisle yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. He was totally in like the whole zone. That's really funny.
Yeah, I can't have any of that during COVID.
I mean, I didn't mind it. Actually, late in the mood.
There's something to be said for somebody.
Get a mask on.
That uninhibited. Like, I would never be caught dead doing something like that, you know?
Right.
But, the girl was having fun. And she was kind of, like, vibing. She didn't care that the cars were going by looking at her.
No, I mean...
All right, so was that odd? That would be a no?
I think it's still a little odd.
It is a little odd.
But I do respect people who can get caught swept up in the moment.
Okay.
All right. I respect it, but it's still odd.
Yeah, okay. So now, this happened a few days ago. People don't know our setup here, but we have... two wings of this building are closed to us. The east entrance is where we would come in. The center entrance is also closed. So we have to come in the west entrance and park down that way. And so we have like a mile walk down a corridor from the west entrance all the way to the other side of the building.
Yes.
Troublesome.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we leave, we have to then walk the mile back and go get out that end. So the other day, I get out of the elevator. There's a guy in the lobby who's headed out. Now, they have one of the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to touch the door. You just walk out. The guy chooses not to go through the open door, but to push the door on the other side that's not open.
Why?
I don't know. That's why, and hence, was that odd?
Well, they're marked right now, enter and exit. So maybe if the one was open on the enter side, it was the middle one.
So it was an equal exit.
No. When we go out, the two on the left are technically enter only, and the two on the right are technically exit only. So if one... on the left, like the left center.
The entrance one was open.
Technically, he might have been just being a stickler to only use the exit doors, even though that's not a real thing.
I thought it was a choice, and I thought it was odd that he would choose the one where he had to make an effort to push the door instead of just walking through the open.
Now, how close in proximity were you to him that maybe he thought you were going to go through the open door so he would use the other door?
No, I had just come out of the elevator. I don't even think he knew I was there.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
That's weird.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think of why someone would do something weird. And maybe he's like, I have to go out the exit door.
That walk to the other side of the building, the same song pops into my head every day when I have to do it.
Why is that?
Well, it's...
What's the song?
The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles.
It is a long and winding road.
Every day.
It's funny. You think you've arrived at the door and you realize it's not the door.
No, and then you still have to keep going.
You have to go another block. That's the door for the other radio stations.
Well, when I first came back, I kept getting on the wrong set of elevators because I hadn't gone far enough. So, yes, it's the long and winding road.
Yeah. It's a scene, man.
It is a scene.
They could maybe finish the lot.
It would be nice if they could finish this side of the lot so we can go in that entrance.
You know, less exposure with the virus and everything, less likely just because you don't have to walk all
the
way.
They did a little planning today. You must have been in a little earlier. I was coming in there.
I saw that they were putting the little plants
in one of the parking lot islands.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's going to look great once it's done.
Yeah.
Just feels like it's taken forever.
In 2022.
It's going to look great, though.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be done by now, right? Wasn't July 2020 the...
What happens first? They get done this project, or Ben Simmons shoots a jumper.
Or the vaccine.
Yeah, well, the vaccine's coming before Ben Simmons
shoots a jumper. So it's going to be vaccine.
It'll be vaccine first.
And then, in that order. Yep.
All right, let's go. Bob in Westchester. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Knack. Bob.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Well, as I said before, I had the chance to coach Hembo. And I'll tell you what, I think one of the things that we're losing focus on here for all of us that are adults is the fact that nobody ever comments or makes any inroads into high school sports. We talk about the the millionaires fighting the billionaires for their, you know, contracts and who's going to get this and who's going to get that and Dak and all that stuff. Every day we talk about what's going to happen, but nobody ever discusses exactly the formation of what are we going to do in the fall for high school sports.
People are concerned about it. They have to cancel them
they don't have to cancel them. That's the problem. The problem is nobody sits down at a combined effort to get something done.
They're just trying to be safe.
No, I understand.
The pro
That's
thing
fine.
Is different because it's revenue generating, and there are rights fees and there are contracts and things like that. I mean,
it's
unfortunate. I don't know what you're looking for me to say, though.
What has become to me, the whole effort of effective sports is money, and to me we lose sight of the young kids. We don't care, really.
We're not losing sight of the young kids. We're protecting the young kids.
Not protecting them, but I'm talking about giving them something to do, Mike.
What would you suggest?
My suggestion is you look at some sports that you can't open up. You can't open football. Because what happens in football? They got blockers at the line, you got tackles made, and you got face-to-face, and you got physical contact.
Yeah, okay, all right, we're good
right.
there, I agree.
Now, the second thing is, why not affect that each high school, most of the high schools have a golf team, don't they? So open up golf. I mean, well, we're playing golf every Sunday
now.
Not
most high schools don't have golf teams. Only affluent high schools have.
No, that's not true.
Well, of course it's true.
Some of the schools have. You know,
there's not a lot of schools that have golf programs.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. A lot of schools.
Bob, you're living in Westchester. That's why. Of course, the schools out there might have a golf program. That's not mainstream.
Chester County is the richest county.
Well, we're not talking about Chester County. We're talking about sports in general. We're protecting kids. They don't even know what the school situation is. They have students go in. Come on, Bob.
And even Texas, which is, well, they're doing better, but we're not the shining example with the virus. They came forward pretty early, weeks ago, and said, most likely Texas high school football, which is mega.
Yeah.
They said, probably not going to happen. And that's even if the schools are open, because they think perhaps you can distance in class. There is no way to play football, any contact sport, safely with the virus for a 16-year-old. It's just not.
I'm shocked that some summer league baseball has resumed. You go out here and you make a right.
A lot of them are playing.
Yeah, they're playing. The kids are playing.
Yeah, a lot of them are playing.
And not adult leagues, but that college age group league. I saw on my way home that they're starting to play now. I was surprised at that.
Yeah, the guidance allowed for non-contact sports. I think they took away plays at the plate like completely. They took away some things, but yeah, baseball. I mean, I guess it is a concern about having something to do for kids, but high school athletics, contact athletics, I just don't know how you would do that safely.
Yeah,
like how do you do it safely?
I don't know what Bob's point was. Protecting, do something for the kids like that. Like he's suggesting open sports like golf. I guess you can open golf if you have a golf program. I mean, that's not mainstream golf programs in high school.
No.
And it's also, you're also dealing with children who, you know, while it's difficult enough for the adults to follow the rules, look at what we're seeing in Orlando. And that's, you know, all buttoned up. Not that kids wouldn't, but that would take a lot of effort and time and adults to really monitor the situation to make sure that kids are doing everything properly.
I don't know what he was trying to get at. Is soccer a fall sport?
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Thomas football.
I guess they could play soccer.
Nah. Mm. Close together.
Yeah, I guess.
You can't really play soccer, not well, distanced.
Yeah.
You could do the bowling team. Like, you can open up, you can do, like, you'd have to have your own ball. You'd have to do some things.
I was
going to
say,
you'd
have to, like, sanitize
but
the balls.
But you can separate the lanes more and stuff like
that. High schools have bowling teams?
Yeah. Because
they do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. And that's something that even a West Philly kid, a Camden kid, or a suburban kid, they can all bowl.
My high school had three sports. That was it.
Well, it got
no soccer team.
Doherty had bowling. Team.
Yeah, bowling's pretty
good. And we had golf, too.
We had no bowling either.
Well, by now, most high schools.
Basketball, football, basketball, and baseball. That was what we had.
We had track.
And track.
And, but I don't
and
even
cross,
know.
Cross country.
Yeah, cross country, you can't. You do the shotgun start.
Yeah.
That's another fall sport. I guess you can do individual starts and spread people out, but you're limited with kids.
Yeah. Now some high schools, some affluent high schools have beach volleyball.
Come on. They got beach volleyball in
house.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Beach volleyball?
Those are the high schools that go to Disney World.
Those new Council Rock schools that they build up there, like Council Rock South.
Oh, of course they do.
I speak at some guy's class. I roll in, the first thing I see is a many beach volleyball courts. Like, as soon as you walk.
So they're playing 2-on-2 beach volleyball?
Playing team beach volleyball.
That is unbelievable. Yes. I didn't have none of that.
No.
Oh, that's new affluent schools. New affluent suburban schools. 610-622-0975. Want to climb in? We'll take your call after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
'97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Mike Missinelli Show coming down the home stretch. Devon Gibbons, the great Devon, will be in following this program. And tonight on NBC Sports Philly, a Phillies return to play special. And then Flyers and Canadians from last November. Yeah, we got to get some Flyer action going on here at camp.
Yeah.
Flyers are poised. We had Aaron from Norristown sounding the trumpet for the Flyers. Coming back and winning the cup.
Can't rule it out. I'm glad that the goalie's sharp early.
Mm-hmm.
I think the goalie, well, you know it's all about the goalie anyway, mm-hmm. but him being sharp early means he wasn't just twiddling his thumbs during the quarantine. So good for him.
All right. 34 players out there at camp. Darren Voorhees.
Yeah, and they got the splits. They got mm-hmm. Day session, afternoon session, mm-hmm. and you even have to social distance in the parking lot.
Yes.
So I'm excited about the Flyers. This program is excited about the
yes.
Flyers. And I just hope that the Flyers fans join us.
Yes.
Because we're leading the charge on the excitement.
Of the Mike Missinelli Show.
Yes. Now, to be fair, we have talked a lot more Sixers, and the Sixers seem to have that more of a drama thing going on with them as they come back. They're in a sixth spot. There's needed to be changes. There's so many more questions. The Flyers are this rock steady ship. That was just, mm-hmm. Trudging along. And so there weren't any parts that we could pick apart.
And things, things are going to pick up at a quick pace. And you never know what's going to happen. We might know the Sixers aren't going to do anything very early. And then it's all Flyers all the time, right?
Right. All the Flyers have to do to get back on the front page is make a run.
Yeah.
They make a run, we're in. No doubt about it. Just make a run. And it can start, August 2nd?
With the weirdness of this schedule, it's possible that this program is preempted by some Sixer games.
We'll be leaving early at least.
There's a 4 o'clock Sixer game.
Yeah, that's right? Like on a Wednesday.
Huh. Yeah. So, I guess, will we do the show? I guess until, the powers that be will figure
that
out.
We'll do the show until
up until
it's time.
The pregame show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, up until the Sixers pregame, and then we'll... Mm-hmm. Go watch the game.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
All right, let's go. Jim in Northern Liberties. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike. So I got a Sixers point,
mm-hmm.
but can I put Natalie on one point here just for a question?
Sure, go ahead.
As a fellow Doherty graduate, Natalie, if you think of the word archdiocese, okay, I'm going to give you two choices. Do you think of the word conservative or progressively liberal?
I haven't thought about that in years.
Okay. Well, I would say conservative. And I guess I asked a friend at work, what their choice is, and they haven't made up their mind. But you guys were talking about school, and I was waiting online when you guys were talking about school. Mike, I'm not admonishing you for changing your mind whether or not Ben Simmons is a point guard. I would have followed you to the end of the days, Mike, Ben Simmons being a point guard. But, I don't disagree.
And I haven't changed my mind at all.
Okay.
I think he's... he's better as the one. I'm just saying we'll see what happens, and I'll give the coach the respect of him figuring out something that he thinks is better. He's the expert. I'm not.
Yeah. All right. So without thinking about this, you got to think about the triangle offense and Coach Jackson. And, you know, Ben Simmons compared to Scottie Pippen. I mean, that's not a bad comparison. Scottie Pippen's a top 50 player, right?
So Scottie Pippen shot it.
Well, he shot it inside the lane, and we're asking Ben
He shot jump shots.
Yeah, well, we want him. We want Ben to shoot jump shots. And I guess my question is, if you're doing the triangle, maybe it's not a good question. Then who's Michael Jordan in a triangle in this offense? Is it Tobias Harris?
Yeah, it would be the closest guy. It would be Tobias Harris. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if I have any other points.
Are you feeling this, Ben, before? Are you a big fan? Because we didn't get many people who told me, I told you so. Cause we had a lot of people who used to say, Ben, he's not a one, he's a four. I don't know where all these people went, but I guess you're one of these guys, right?
Well, I would follow you. No, I was always.
Were always Ben as a one.
Because I listened to you.
Yeah.
I respect your opinion. But I watched him, too. I mean, the way he passes the ball, the way he brings it up, the way he dribbles, and as quick as he is. I mean, he did all those things, but he didn't shoot. But really, do you need your point guard to shoot? And did any other thing?
Yeah, you do, because he could beat anybody off the dribble, and all of a sudden he finds a wall. That's where you got to shoot it.
If I have one more question, Michael, mm-hmm. I mean, I have friends that they're not looking forward to sports, and I got to ask you a question. Given the fact that these guys are in a bubble down in Florida, and you see it in the news coming out of Florida, I mean, if somebody's leaving the building, I mean, everybody can be staring at them. Where are you going? I mean,
apparently there have been a lot of calls on the snitch line. But you're right. There should be some personal confrontation. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they also gave these... there's this thing that was optional where it would beep if you stayed within 6 feet of people too long.
Uh-huh.
They might have to make that mandatory.
Yeah.
Apparently some guys are staying too close together, and that was some of the calls on the snitch line.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll figure it out tomorrow. General Knowledge Wednesday. So tune in tomorrow. Again, the Devon follows here. And on NBC Sports Philly, return to play special for the Phillies and Flyers Canadians of hockey tonight. Everybody have a great night. Be safe and talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.